The Cosmic California Vibe has arrived. The Chris Robinson Brotherhood are here
to perform songs from their new album,
Any Way You Love, We Know How You Feel,
for a handful of listeners in the Sirius XM studios.
This is a Jam On live hit
with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood.
Yes, 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 that is correct. I'm Ari here in the Sirius XM studios. We've got the Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in front of us. Chris taking over this weekend, all weekend long, celebrating the new release, Any Way You Love, We Know How You Feel. How's everybody doing out in our studio audience? Let's hear it. Come on, guys.
Hooray!
Yeah.
I just want to say, Ari, that... it's great to see everyone, by the way. Most Jimi Hendrix shirts I've ever seen at one time.
I think there's 22.
That's kind of like amazing synchronicity. But I've been a big fan of yours a long time. I just flew into... It's great to come work with you, man. It's great.
Well, it's an honor. On this side of the table, it's a complete
honor.
It's
nice honor. To meet you, you know, so...
It's incredible for you to be here, and thank you for such high praise early on. You know, we've got Neil Casale here in the mix, Adam McDougal, the CRB's brand new album is here. Must be quite a relief slash, you know, sense of pride for you, Neil. I know you've got a bunch of co-writes on the record contributing a great deal
to this. Yes, my co-writes are very important to me.
The co-writes. Doing serious work, though.
Yes, but the big news of the day is it's Adam's birthday.
It's Adam's birthday. Yeah. All right, happy birthday to Adam McDougal.
And I told him, when you turn 42, we're going to go to New York, and we're going to put Tony in a tiny fishbowl, and then we're going to get in a fishbowl, and we're going to swim around. And he said, prove it. And then here we are.
Here we are. So
that was 5 years
happy
ago.
Happy birthday.
We've got a mystic here, a visionary predicting the future, Chris Robinson, the Chris Robinson Brotherhood, a complete performance here in the Sirius XM studios. So happy to have you guys here. All jokes aside, thank you for
making
the trip.
Too,
no, yeah. No, seriously, thank you.
We're happy to be having some afternoon jams with everyone.
Without a doubt, lots of new music ahead. What are we going to start off with here on the Jam On live hit with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood?
This is a little ode to the rock and roll trail in California. This is a little California rock and roll folk song called Leave My Guitar Alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. CRB in studio on Sirius XM's Jam On. The Chris Robinson Brotherhood here during our Jam On Live hit. Neil Casale shredding.
Shred it up.
Yeah, throwing down, my man. So great to hear you play. One of the most underrated players in the universe, Adam McDougal as well.
In the universe.
Not quite the multiverse, but you know, at least in this stratosphere. Now we should introduce the rest of the band. Let's bring the rhythm section in here for a second, Chris.
And the other, even he has to be sequestered away even that much more. His vibes are that heavy.
He's super drinking. Heavy.
That's Tony Leone in there.
Yeah, Tony Leone.
At hashtag Elvis T-shirt. And this is Jeff Hill on bass guitar, our new bass player.
How you doing?
That's right. We may not be able to hear the audience, but I know they're clapping real loud for sure. And, of course, another happy birthday to Adam McDougal. Now, there is another member of the CRB here on our piano, which we may want to introduce as well, should we?
Possible Dust Clouds.
Yes, Possible Dust Clouds here in the mix. The Wise Owl we have any questions, can we refer them to?
Sean, our front of house engineer, came up with something when overzealous fans get near PDC, we call them, and it could also be called Please Don't Caress.
Right, right. Look, but don't touch. That's the golden rule.
So don't touch our owl. You know, we can touch the owl.
You can see he means business just by looking at him. I'm Ari here during our Jam On Live hit, the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. More music ahead from their new album, Any Way You Love, We Know How You Feel. Now, this next one is a standout on the record, kind of a new sound a little bit. Talk to us for a minute about Forever as the Moon and some of the angles and approaches that you made in the studio crafting this one.
You know, it's one of those songs are always funny, you know, how you get to here and there, but just a weird, like, little riff I had, that little thing on acoustic guitar, and then I was sort of had this image and these lyrics, and then how do you, you know, then it's time to translate that to see if, first off, if anyone else is biting, you know, anyone interested, and then to see how you make that something dynamic and something good in an ensemble, you know. I mean, and I think lucky for us, we're, you know, super in tune to, you know, we work pretty hard, as people probably see, like we're on the road all the time and working and working and writing and writing. So some of it hopefully becomes intuitive, you know, especially when you're in the occult focused moments of, like, you know, being all together in a foggy home on the side of Mount Topolis over Stinson Beach, you know, like you can really get into what they call the group mind sort of idea when stuff just falls into stuff like that. So Adam starts playing the piano, and then we have the riff, and then Neil throws in the little turnaround that, you know, became the album's moniker, if you will.
Right, right. Quite an important turnaround. It's a benchmark here, and it's safe to say that in your fifth year, the Chris Robinson Brotherhood hitting a new stride with the new record. We're hearing it live here in the SiriusXM studios. It's a Jam On Live hit with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. I'm Ari, and let's listen right now to Forever as the Moon.
Always the best way.
The Chris Robinson Brotherhood. It's a Jam On Live hit you just heard, Forever as the Moon.
For everyone listening at home, that guitar mistake was not Neil. That was me.
I didn't hear any mistakes.
Beautiful.
But hey, you know, that's how it went down, man.
That's right. We're doing it live here in the Jam On studios. My name is Ari. What a thrill to have these guys here in the building. Let's give it up for them one more time, guys. What do you say? Right.
I mean, let's just be happy they let us in the building. You know what I mean? They have a lot of security down there.
Every
just
single
give it up
day.
For that alone.
So happy they let us in the building. It's a miracle, honestly. But the CR beings are here. There's 50 deep here in the SiriusXM studios making noise for you guys. Adam brought his whole keyboard rig. I mean, we're pretty much stacked to the gills here.
Yeah.
It's quite exciting. We've got an entire set of brand new music. From the new album, the Chris Robinson Brotherhood's new album, Any Way You Love, We Know How You Feel.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
Get it right, no, no. Get it right.
Of course, let's say it three times fast now.
It came out in 2000 and what is it?
2000
and... 3016.
Yes, that was the year we were looking for. I'm curious, Chris, if there's any new influences, any old influences that popped up when you guys were recording, anything that got the wheels turning in particular as you were writing and arranging?
You know, I mean, I think at a certain point, I mean, especially, I don't know, for a band like, or musicians like ourselves, at a certain point, it's all influential. The music, the films you like, the books you're reading, the people you eat with, the concerts you attend, you know, the things, and you know, at a certain point it all should become one reverberation, you know, and then, you know, the music is interwoven into all that as well. But I mean, at this point in time, I mean, you know, we all have our stuff, you know, in my sort of, I think, I guess, place, I'm like the folky kind of songwriter person, and Adam's the funky dude. Neil is the Shankar-esque shredder.
Ah, yes.
But I mean, we all like rock and roll, you know, Tony, you know, all of us. We all like jazz. We all like bluegrass. We all listen to funk and reggae, R&B, early rock and roll, you know, just like everything, right? So at a certain point, you just want it to be soulful, and you want it to be dynamic, and hopefully, again, music is a vibration, and some, you know, and we want ours to be super clear so people can pick up on it if they, you know, because they might want to get vibing too, you know.
Without a doubt, I think we've had a look into your record collection over this year with Gurus Galore, a new episode airing this week. We're going to get a deeper dive into that record collection this weekend with the CRB takeover happening. Super psyched to have the Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in studio. Let's play another song. What do you say?
Let's do it. This is a super new song as well called Shadow Cosmos. Thank you.
listening to A Live Hit with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood, exclusively on SiriusXM's Jam On.
Man, the vibes are emanating from the Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in studio. My name is Ari.
Put a raincoat on. There's emanating vibes.
I know. I'm not going to cover up.
We're here.
That's right. Maybe some people.
That's a lot of vibes, man. Get a mop and a bucket.
The guitar mistake in the last song was me, by the way.
Guys, all the mistakes are being made
touché.
By me.
Okay.
We each have one now.
Just see
how confident we are in ourselves.
Jeff, would you like to go next? Tony, man.
One of Chris's favorite things is correcting my mistakes on the air. It's some broadcast highlights.
One time.
They all count. No, but in all seriousness, guys, Chris Robinson Brotherhood just been announced as some collaborators with Phil Lesh at Lock-In at the end of the summer. All of you guys have plenty of experience in that Grateful Dead universe, collaborating with the master on the low end when it comes to the Grateful Dead. But it's got to be exciting for all of you guys to play your own set and then help Phil do his thing Sunday at Lock-In.
Oh, of course. I mean, anytime you get the opportunity to play with a great master and unique person like Phil, it's always a joy. And so it's not something you really have to think too hard about. Like,
that's right. Expect the unexpected, right?
Yeah. I mean, we were just going to boogie it up, and now we get to boogie on a little longer at Lock-In. So.
That extra set tacked
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun for us, you know. So, the thing is, I think, you know, in the big Grateful Dead zooey-verse or whatever, where everyone's trying to get something out of it, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like, one thing I know about all of us, when we get to opportunity to play that music, it really means something to us because it's special to us too, you know. And to get to play it, you know, with the maestro himself is for us, it's also a super blast. So we don't take it, you know, we don't take our Phil involvement lightly at all, you know. So
without a doubt, one of the highlights of Lock-In 2016, to be sure, you can call it right now. Super excited to see the Chris Robinson Brotherhood on stage with Phil Lesh. Any chance you're going to know anything about what you're going to play before you step out there? I mean, are we going in completely blind? Just be honest for a second.
We'll know by the afternoon, I think, something.
Oh, cool. So you have like 20 minutes?
No. We'll figure it out, man.
Well, it doesn't quite matter, because when you guys get on stage and perform that music, the music of Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead, it, of course, is something very special. The Days Between happening now over on the Grateful Dead channel, SiriusXM 23, a whole boatload of incredible exclusive content from the Garcia vaults now on the SiriusXM Grateful Dead channel, your home, of course, for all things GD. I'm Ari. We've got the Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in studio. It's a Jam On Live Hit. What do we have lined up next, Chris?
This is an old Barbara Moore song, soul song, R&B song called Precious Precious. But we kind of gave it our own little twist on it. We do it our way, you know.
All right, here we go. Chris Robinson Brotherhood in studio on SiriusXM's Jam Out.
Loving you, and I'll be waiting around. See.
classic soul via the Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in studio. It's a Jam On live hit. Man, you guys are turning it up. We're so psyched that you guys are here. Adam McDougal giving a textbook lesson and pushing and pulling on that one. How important is holding back on the one when it comes to playing soul music? Anybody? I mean, that's got to be maybe not something you think about, but
yes,
something that
something
you feel.
That I think about.
It is. Look
all
at that.
All the time.
He thinks all day all and day night about it. Really.
All day.
It's a miracle.
I walk behind.
You do.
I'm always late.
Okay.
I miss the bus. I miss everything.
But you're right on time for this.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. Actually.
You weren't.
No,
oh.
I was 15 minutes late.
He almost missed his birthday, yeah. But we reminded him.
Thank goodness. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks. I'll be celebrating it tomorrow.
That classic soul, though. It's always good to just sit right down in it, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, again, it's too, there's a lot of cool songs, too, that should still have some life in them, you know? Like, I mean, we love that music, so when we hear something that will fit, I think, our kind of grooves and stuff, to me, it's cool also just to play a great soul song. You know, it's just a cool song, you know what I mean? The way it's put together and stuff, so.
For sure, and all due respect to Barbara Moore, we are going to move on to some new music from the Chris Robinson Brotherhood as I take a look at the set list here. It's a Jam On live hit. I'm Ari. This next song right here kind of reminds me of, you know, Windows Down, sunny California afternoon vibes. Super excited for you guys to play this one. It's Oak Apple Day.
Right on.
Thank you. come out tonight. Cross my palm with silver, curse my heart with love, and make my below become high above, high above.
Any way you love, we know how you feel. The Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in the Sirius XM studios. It's a jam on live hit. My name is Ari. That song, Oak Apple Day, sunny vibes through the studios here. Man, this is way better.
Dedicated to all the trimmigrants in California.
All the trimmigrants.
Yeah.
Is that
working hard?
Can we hashtag that one too or no?
I think you've been beaten to the punch there.
Dang. Hashtag trimmigrants SXM. Maybe we can add. You know who you are out there. Let's keep the music rolling. What do you say, guys? You want to play another one?
We do. We're going to do this.
Sorry.
Is that a no, Neil?
No. I mean, it's a yes. No, it's a yes.
It's a yes. No, it's yes. A yes.
No, it's a yes.
This is a Mr. Zimmerman song.
Ah, that guy.
Thank you. You're listening to A Live Hit with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood, exclusively on SiriusXM's Jam On.
Yeah, yeah, Neil Casal tucking us in, dropping us off. Man, what an incredible solo. Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in the SiriusXM studios. Got to give Adam McDougall his due as well. Chris, now you've got a couple of wizards here in your band. I mean, can you shed some light on the magic that is Neil Casal just for a minute, please? Embarrass the guy while you have the chance. I mean, we're live on the radio.
I know. That's not going to take very long to embarrass Neil. You know what? Neil is...
That's terrible.
I have to say, a few years ago, I mean, I didn't know, and if Neil, there was one, if you don't mind me telling the story, one of our early rehearsals, Neil said, you know, that solo probably is a little too long, and I was like, oh, no, it's not. And that was actually a weird way, the moment of like, okay, you got to go, man, here we go. And, you know, I think that's why Neil's reputation has grown, and that's why our, you know, like all of us too, I mean, in 5 years together and apart, we put in a lot of music and we put in a lot of time. And I think you see, that's why, you know, Neil is, I was kidding earlier about the Schenker Shredder thing, but no, I mean, Neil's a very accomplished musician. And then.
For sure. Now, what about Adam over here on the keys? I mean,
well, Adam doesn't wear the Elvis t-shirt, like our jazz man in the back, Tony, but Adam also is a person that I've known for a very long time, you know, so
of course
I only had to see Adam play once a few years ago at this. We used to have these jams up in the Hollywood Hills, and I walked in there one night. It was a very heady scene.
and there he was,
the young Professor McDougallstein, hard at work in the laboratory. I heard him play, man, you know, and he reintroduced himself. And but I think, I mean, for me, music should be instantaneous that way. The first time Neil and I sat down to write a song, it was instantaneous. You know, there was no like, oh, maybe we'll try again tomorrow. I mean, you know what
right.
I mean? And it's the same with Tony. Tony sat down and played the drums and it was like, oh, that's the guy. And I mean, if any example of that is Jeff as well, you know, it only takes... You know, if you can pick up on the, you know, it's like some like weird language that everyone is speaking when you're playing, right? So if you can pick up on and join in on that kind of dialogue on this other level or whatever, this other thing, then it happens instant. You know, you do that with people that you meet, you know what I mean? In any relationship, you know, a lot of stuff in your life happens instantly. I think we're lucky as musicians because we get to travel around and we get to, you know, at least in this band, you know, it's true. We get the opportunity in our best sort of way with our best intentions to be in the present, you know, playing music every day and playing music that's a little bit different every day. And, you know, being involved, you know, in our environment, if you will, that's a unique thing, you know, for where we are as people, because that's where we want to be as parents. That's where we want to be as partners and, you know, all that. So, you know what I mean? If we can somehow... I mean, it's not easy. It's not perfect either. But you know what I mean? So it's
sure,
a good,
sure.
In a weird way, it's a good absent meditation on, you know, trying to be here, you know.
Well, 5 years in the Chris Robinson Brotherhood has done the work. Hundreds, maybe even thousands of shows. You can probably find out on livedownloads.com.
I don't think thousands.
Thousands.
Maybe a thousand.
That's, well, let's see. We started in 1971.
Right.
It was a tough year.
Let's do some math real quick.
And then there was Woodstock. Well, no, we weren't there. We're well over 500, 600 shows.
I'm at 980. Real quick.
Yeah. Get on that app. Three people have it.
Right. For sure. We got the Chris Robinson Brotherhood here in studio. It's a Jam On Live Hit. I'm gonna get out of the way. My name is Ari. Let these guys stretch out a little bit. Let's get a run of songs going, guys. What do you think?
That's a great idea.
It is, isn't it? I mean, we're here. We should go ahead and play, right?
I mean, we set up all this stuff.
Right.
All the love.
need a decade. Sweet tooth, you take the abuse, but not stand a cake. If you don't move it, lose it, lay it down. Pick it up when the next one comes around. Find great reason to have great cheer. And the highest sphere. Magic makes the circle, morning makes the day. Love from the sky, love from the mud, and the words that you say. Hey. a beggar's moon. To on this mystery. It's my ride to the Showboat Queen. Went overboard in New Orleans. So now, good Lord willing, the sun gonna rise and shine a light on this mystery. Shine a light, yeah. Shine a light, shine a light. Oh, well. Shine a light, shine a light. Shine a light. Shine on, shine your light on and on and on. All right.
You're listening to a live hit with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood, exclusively on SiriusXM's Jam On.
I think it's safe to say we've scared all of the suits away here in the SiriusXM studios. Only heads right here, the CR beings out there. I think some of our studio audience ate just as much weed as you did, Chris, before this thing.
What? How could that possibly be?
No, I don't know how. It's tough. I can't keep up personally. I mean, I'm curious, though. What is the proper dosage before a show? Is there one?
Let me tell you, it's not a challenge.
Sure, sure.
And no, you know. No,
I'm a lightweight. I mean, I'm floored at like 7.5 milligrams when it comes to the edibles, personally. I mean,
well, you're young still, grasshopper. You could catch up. You know. I mean, if it's really something, you know, like if getting deeper into your head, Dim, is something you're interested in, just take it a day at a time, brother. You know.
All right.
And you know what? When you see an old hippie, like a really old one, go over and shake his hand or give him a big kiss on his earth wizard beard and say, "Hey, man, thanks a lot," because you know. Weed is a lot softer thing than it used to be. So, remember that. Thank an old hippie, everybody.
You've got your homework here, guys. Now, I'm included in that. My name is Ari. We can't thank you guys enough for joining us, our studio audience. Thank you all for coming out today to watch the Chris Robinson Brotherhood throw down during a Jam On live hit. I was just kidding about the whole weed thing with our audience, at least.
Yeah.
Not Chris. At all. But we do have one more
look,
song.
Look, one thing, I mean, you know, we're committed to excellence, Ed, you know, so that's where we're, that's where our heads are.
One day at a time, too, right?
California's a special place, man.
Well, listen, this weekend, Chris Robinson's taking over the Jam On airwaves. Anything in store in particular that we're going to hear from the record collection? Any psychedelic gems that you've polished off for us, or we're just going to have to wait and see?
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to get some weekend, some late night things, a couple of early morning things. You know, you never know where it's going to pop up, so I wanted to make sure I covered both ends of the clock.
Do we have the afternoon covered too?
Because of course, not, always. Yeah,
I'm in big trouble if not. We need to make sure we're you know.
No, I got an afternoon or two in there too. But okay. No, we're super excited. What a cool thing, man!
Awesome. You know? We can't wait to hear what you've got in store. Chris Robinson takeover happening now. The CRB's new album, Any Way You Love, We Know How You Feel, available now. It'll be in all your goodie bags, guys. You're walking out with the copy of the Chris Robinson Brotherhood's new album. Thank you so much for joining us yet again. Our live studio audience has eaten just the right amount of herbs before coming through. So proud of all of you. Thank you. We did it, guys.
Yeah, it's a lavender scone, man. What's the big deal?
It's delicious. It just gets better and better. That's the problem.
I love lightly flavored scones or scones. What are we calling it?
Wait, is it scones? I've been saying scones this whole time.
All right, well, either way, that's
this whole time.
It's a nice,
God,
lightly lavendered scone. Whatever.
The baked goods.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you can enjoy it anywhere you want. Big Sur, you have to get it in Big Sur.
Look, he was yawning before, and now he's fresh as a daisy. Look.
See? He's been revived. Chris Robinson Brotherhood here. We've got one more song left on the set list for this Jam On live hit. What do you say, guys? Should we throw this down?
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Flowers grow ripe and pink. Bread receives a day to nod our pollen sleep. Thunderborn and lightning days, natural magic, mystic ways. The forest stone withstands the wave. Wet, lost, but doesn't know it yet. He has failed to see his true reality. Now he will remain a ghost, chained to what he loves most. Cast away under pale skies. Let's get inside. Expectations and rents. Kiss the dice, let them roll. All our stories have been told 1 million times, 1 million ways. Oh,
just heard a Jam On Live Hit with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood.
Catch an encore tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern,
7 Pacific. And keep it here all weekend long for the Chris Robinson Takeover as he picks out music from every corner of the psychedelic universe
and takes listeners through the new CRB album.
Any way you love, we know how you feel.
Exclusively on SiriusXM's Jam On. Jam.